At midnight, fans around this country filled movie theaters to see Harry Potter's last appearance on screen.
I mean, it's the end of an era.
It's the end of my childhood. This was my whole childhood.
We all grew up with Harry Potter. We all just loved the story.
To me, Harry Potter was something that would just never end. And now I feel like it's over. Life is complete. And this is literally the second movie I've cried in my kind of young life.
I'm crying on the inside. I don't really cry, but it's just hard to believe it's over.
You heard it there. Life is complete. Those were the voices of 16-year-olds David Lopez and Morgan Shotwell and 15-year-old Katu King in Washington, D.C. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports on Harry Potter's bittersweet finale.
The end began last November with the release of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
These are dark times, there is no denying.
And now that Warner Brothers Pictures has finally released Part 2, the studio may be entering its own dark times. They're losing a major film franchise that's brought in more than $6 billion.
They're really scrambling right now to find a franchise to replace this Harry Potter franchise.
Matt Bellany is the news director of The Hollywood Reporter.
They hoped that they could start a superhero franchise with their DC Comics heroes.
So what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
Warner Brothers has struck box office gold with the new Batman films, but its latest mass crusader, The Green Lantern, didn't quite catch on with moviegoers. Nikki Fink is the editor of the entertainment news site DeadlineHollywood.com, and she says the Harry Potter series is a tough act to follow, especially since the films attracted a wide audience.
You go out there, you try and make a movie that your mother wants to see as well as you want to see, and your father wants to see, and your brother wants to see. It's hard.
Of course, apart from the movies, there are ongoing Harry Potter enterprises in place. There's a theme park in Orlando, Florida, and Pottermore, an online community that will open to the public this fall. Jack Soden is the CEO of Elvis Presley Enterprises, so he knows a thing or two about managing iconic brands. It's been almost 35 years since Elvis's death, but Graceland still draws more than 500,000 visitors every year.
What you hear more than anything now is, oh, my mother was a huge fan. You know, I grew up listening to Elvis music in the house, and I became a fan. And that's how Harry Potter will get passed from generation to generation.
And if those kids keep buying all things Potter, books, movies, and whatever else they come up with, Harry could go from the boy who lived to the boy who lived forever. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.